Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I'm not really sure I understand what you mean by not giving a fig. I know what the word means. I know that you're using one F word to cover for another F word. So it's not the phrasing that I don't understand. It's the application. What can you tell me about how to apply this? Well, first, again, as we've done several times, we've removed the details and we kind of jumped to the point. The most practical way is to continue to walk, to continue to wash the dishes, to continue to read the book, to continue to just watch the TV show and let whatever it is pass by. That's the single most practical application of this idea. To go a little bit deeper, you could also do things like say, I don't give a fuck, or I don't give a fig, whichever one you want to use, or whatever. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't give a goddamn, whatever. I just don't care. And listen to yourself. Say it. Maybe say it out loud to you, or tell the cat, or the dog, or the potted plant. Or when you see the spider in the corner, just look at it and be like, I don't give a fuck that you're there. Spin as many webs as you want. Do whatever the hell you want to do. And then you go off and do something else. Another way to do this is to basically say, I don't know that any of the things that I'm worried about or afraid of or angry about actually even happened. That's one that we really like, because we really, really, really recommend that instead of just buying the idea that you've sold yourself in the past about how time is permanent and the markers are all definite and you're just an observer of it, to begin to play with it and be like, I don't really know that that happened. Why should I be worried? Why should I be upset? Why should I be angry? Why should I be reactive? Why should I give a fig about what happened in the past when I'm not even really sure it happened? This is using what you would consider to be psychologically delusional, which is not ever, when we use the word delusional, we don't mean psychologically. When you're intentionally saying, I don't know what happened, as a way to disentangle yourself from whatever the thought is, it's using as an intentional, very coherent, cognitively clear idea of delusionality to your benefit. Because not giving a fig is actually psychologically a rather delusional approach. Another practical application of this is to look directly at the person about whom you are giving a fig. And not so much tell them, fuck off, but rather look directly at something we've talked about before. If that person is right in front of you, and they're blah, 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 going on and on, just look at them in the eyes. Look at their irises, their works of art, their paintings. Every iris is a painting. And they change over time. They're never the same. In other words, put your attention on something else that's rather figless, like the color of someone's eyes. Or look up at the ceiling and notice the contour and the texture of whoever did the work on the ceiling. It may be rather smooth. It may have certain lines. Maybe it has little dots on it. Who knows? Maybe it's made of wood. Maybe it's made of plaster. Who knows? And just get really interested in that. And just don't pay attention to what is being said to you. You don't have to give anyone your attention. You never have to give anyone your attention. And some of what breaking the spell is about, and that's what we're talking about, break the spell, is about giving, not giving a fig, because the reason why you're enspelled or ensnared or enchanted, in not necessarily a terribly enchanting way, with another person or by another person is because you do give a fig about what they think about you. And maybe you're really, really scared that if you were to say, I don't really give a fuck about what you're saying, we doubt that many of you are afraid of physical violence, but you might be very afraid of emotional upheaval in a way that for you would feel rather violent, perhaps. Someone tells you to go away and leave them alone, or they just say mean and nasty things about you. If you're willing for that to happen, it can be very easy. It can change pretty quickly. And these things take practice. So giving a fig took a lot of practice, took a long time to get here. Not giving a fig may also take a bit of practice. But that's the application of it. But there's one thing that Frank does, we've talked about this before, where he's kind of figured out how to kind of sidestep a thought, like a little cluster of thoughts about, like, remember the thing you did in 1973 and I'm really embarrassed about it still? Now, 50-something years later, remember, blah, 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 blah. And like, oh, I'm feeling shame. And just kind of walk around it. Because there's no reason to feel shame. It's not helpful. It's not instructional, no matter what your culture says about it. It doesn't direct people. It does not inform them. It just feels worse. And then you eventually remember that you were supposed to be feeling bad about something, but it's gone, whatever it was. And let it flow downstream away from you. That's one way to do it. If you really want to be adept at not giving a fig, start with things that are easy, as always. As always, start where it's easy. Whether you have very little investment, you've given very few figs to start off with. And then see how that develops. Or you could, if you're that kind of person, jump into the deep end immediately and provoke a fight with someone and then see if you can not give a fig about what happens. Now, we don't really recommend that. But our recommendation is easy does it. There's nothing required that you have to do. You don't have to not give a fig. You can give as many figs as you want. You have an endless supply of figs to give. We just would recommend that you let yourself off the hook and not harass yourself. So, we thank you for the question. It's an excellent way to start. Very powerful, very delicious. And if you want to come back with your details, feel free. But to start off, we wanted to keep this rather non-specific and just really about the figginess of it all. So we thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, and very delightful indeed.